Cambridge Preliminary English Test 5 by the University of Cambridge ESOL Examinations in conjunction with Cambridge University Press. This recording is copyright. CD 2. This is the Cambridge Preliminary English Test. Test 3. There are four parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You will have 6 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be stopped. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. There are 7 questions in this part. For each question, there are 3 pictures and a short recording. Choose the correct picture and put a tick in the box below it. Before we start, here is an example. Where did the man leave his camera?
Oh no, I haven't got my camera.
But you used it just now to take a photograph of the fountain.
Oh, I remember. I put it down on the steps while I put my coat on.
Well, let's drive back quickly. It might still be there.
The first picture is correct, so there is a tick in box A. Look at the 3 pictures for question 1 now. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 1. What is the weather forecast for tomorrow?
And now for the weather. As we go through today, the temperature will slowly rise and the snow we've had for the last few days will disappear by the end of the afternoon. Tomorrow, we can expect some rain. But by the end of the week, some sunny weather is likely.
Now listen again.
And now for the weather. As we go through today, the temperature will slowly rise, and the snow we've had for the last few days will disappear by the end of the afternoon. Tomorrow, we can expect some rain. But by the end of the week, some sunny weather is likely.
Two. What will they buy at the supermarket?
Look, Kate, there are some of those biscuits you like.
Oh, yes. They're a bit expensive, though, Mum. Why don't we have this cake instead? Remember, we've got guests coming tomorrow.
Oh, I haven't forgotten. I've already made a cake, and I've bought lots of ice cream for the children.
Well, I suppose the biscuits would be nice with ice cream. Let's see. Oh, good. I've got enough money in my purse.
Now listen again.
Look, Kate, there are some of those biscuits you like.
Oh, yes. They're a bit expensive, though, Mum. Why don't we have this cake instead? Remember, we've got guests coming tomorrow.
Oh, I haven't forgotten. I've already made a cake and I've bought lots of ice cream for the children.
Well, I suppose the biscuits would be nice with ice cream. Let's see. Oh, good. I've got enough money in my purse.
Three. Which T-shirt does the woman buy?
I'd like to buy a white T-shirt with short sleeves, please. Large size.
I'm afraid the white ones have long sleeves, but we've got short sleeves in the darker colours. Do you want a round neck or a V-neck?
It must be round neck. Let me think. OK, I'll take one of the short-sleeved ones. The colour's not so important, really.
Now listen again.
I'd like to buy a white T-shirt with short sleeves, please. Large size.
I'm afraid the white ones have long sleeves, but we've got short sleeves in the darker colours. Do you want a round neck or a V-neck?
It must be round neck. Let me think. Okay, I'll take one of the short-sleeved ones. The colour's not so important, really.
Four. What will the girl take with her on holiday?
Have you packed for your holiday?
No. I need to go shopping before I can do that. Last holiday, my suitcase handle got broken, so I need something that's better quality this time. But suitcases are so heavy to carry.
I always take a big sports bag. It's light and not expensive, so it doesn't matter if it gets torn.
Yes, I thought about one of those. But you need something stronger when it's going on a plane. I'll get something I can put on my back. You can carry more that way.
Now listen again.
Have you packed for your holiday?
No. I need to go shopping before I can do that. Last holiday, my suitcase handle got broken. So I need something that's better quality this time. But suitcases are so heavy to carry.
I always take a big sports bag. It's light and not expensive, so it doesn't matter if it gets torn.
Yes, I thought about one of those. But you need something stronger when it's going on a plane. I'll get something I can put on my back. You can carry more that way.
Five. Which exercise is the teacher describing?
Okay, everybody. This next exercise is a bit difficult, but it's really good for your legs. All you do is put your back against the wall. Place your feet about half a metre away from the wall. Move your back down the wall so your knees are bent at 90 degrees. Now, put your hands out straight in front of you. Right. Make sure your head is against the wall. Now, see how long you can stay like that. If you do 2 minutes, you're doing well.
Now listen again.
Okay, everybody. This next exercise is a bit difficult, but it's really good for your legs. All you do is put your back against the wall. Place your feet about half a metre away from the wall. Move your back down the wall so your knees are bent at 90 degrees. Now, put your hands out straight in front of you. Right. Make sure your head is against the wall. Now, see how long you can stay like that. If you do 2 minutes, you're doing well.
Six. What time will the train to London leave?
The train arriving at platform 6 is the 4:45 from London. The train due to arrive at platform 4 in approximately 5 minutes is the delayed 4:30 train to London. This train will now depart at 4:50 and travel non-stop. We apologise to passengers for the delay. Refreshments will not be available on this train.
Now listen again.
The train arriving at platform 6 is the 4:45 from London. The train due to arrive at platform 4 in approximately 5 minutes is the delayed 4:30 train to London. This train will now depart at 4:50 and travel non-stop. We apologise to passengers for the delay. Refreshments will not be available on this train.
Seven. Which sport will the boy do soon at the centre?
Have you been to the new water sports centre yet?
Oh, yes, it's brilliant. There are two indoor pools, one for diving and one for swimming. And you can also have sailing lessons on the lake.
That's what I'm doing there next weekend, actually. I was hoping to take windsurfing lessons, but the leaflet says they're not starting those until next year.
Now listen again.
Have you been to the new water sports centre yet?
Oh, yes, it's brilliant. There are two indoor pools, one for diving and one for swimming. And you can also have sailing lessons on the lake.
That's what I'm doing there next weekend, actually. I was hoping to take windsurfing lessons, but the leaflet says they're not starting those until next year.
That is the end of part one.